YMCA, when it was started, was a single bid project. One big building, one big contract. And then as things progressed, we noticed that we were getting the early childhood area completed faster than we were the adult recreation side. There was some pressure, discussion with the school to see if we couldn't get the childcare side opened up before we did the adult rec, focusing attention there. So what we did was negotiate with the construction outfit, Graphite, and say, okay, we want to split this project into two pieces. And so we did the early childhood, got that piece taken care of, and then shifted over to adult rec. Now, adult rec is happening, and for all practical purposes, it's done. The final punch list stuff is done, except for the pools that are in there. So what the city is now doing is saying, we would like to sever the rest of the building away from the pool. Now turn it from a one-piece project to a two-piece project, now to a three. And so then focus on just the pool piece. There's been some disagreement between the city and the construction outfit. Graphite saying the work we've done is just fine, and the city saying no, it's not. And so that has generated into a whole lot of discussion back and forth with lawyers. So as far as when the Y will be open, people able to go into it, that's still under consideration right now. But we are talking with the Y about being able to start moving equipment in and start utilizing the rest of the building if we can find a good way to protect people from going into the pool area. Safety is always your number one concern on these things. And so that is in the process, but we believe that it's on track where it could open reasonably soon, a few months.